Fire, what you saying?
Yes, I give thanks to life. Baller than the dread, fire burning.
We are here again. But
and when she commits suicide, everybody say, oh, she wicked. She wicked, 8 years old, you know. She wicked. She never shot at nothing. She have everything where she want. Again, you hear the same thing come up again? She have every single thing where she want.
I just want to cut you real quick when people say that. How they know she have everything they want and they not in the household, don't know what's going in the household, fire?
Because everything with them, when them say everything, you know, as what we are mentioning again with the first example, you know, that everything don't include affection, it don't include time. Because here, what is the common denominator again with this? The time. Because in that article, that mother was a single mother. That mother was working very hard, working like more than 8 hour shift, straight through. So that was a common thing again, just like the same bridging in the first one. So we check it out now. The youth them not have no time, but them have everything. And if time is not included, that simply means that the youth them not develop them, grow themselves. And develop themselves. So the mental stability is not there. And a support now, we can say this thing now start develop a whole heap of criminality. Because when them and them get everything now, guess what now? One, two, in time, them start grow up and develop now. And you can provide them this quote-unquote everything, which is materialistic. Where you think they're going to get it from? That everything have to come from somebody else. And yes, when a woman walk on the road.
And they got bad credit. That's what they got. Fire, listen to this, yo. Listen to this. If they're not in the criminality, they got bad credit. Listen to this right now, right? Not saying previous, you know, I just want to bring up time because I know somebody going to say this in the comment thing or something. Yes, the previous generation didn't give time, right? Because it was busy. And parenting has evolved into some friendship business right now, right? So, but they give you them lessons and they give you guidance and they give you principles that you could survive out here. Modern day parents not giving their kids no principles for them to survive out there. It's a friendship vibe. So through the friendship vibe now, there's no guidance and correction because woe unto you if you correct your child and tell them what they need to do to thrive out here, fire. You get what I'm saying? I ain't talking about no mindless beatings and no frustration, fire. I'm talking about real parenting, letting the kids know right from wrong. And that tie into this thing because not only are parents not teaching their children right from wrong, they're teaching them, they're providing them with things that takes away from their ability to understand the concept of working for things, their ability to understand things take time. Because right now, the way I preach and observe it, a lot of parents gonna have their kids living with them for the rest of their life, you know? And I hope they're not mad because they're the ones that groom that child not to be independent to do anything. If I, you know, right now, all right, so you know, like say kindergarten, a parent would talk to a teacher, right? But as grades, as you get older, it kind of decrease. You got a thing with parents pressuring senior teachers, your child 18, and you're talking to parents about your child, what your child doing, defending the child. You have parents speaking to college professors, fire, complaining to them about their child. Also employers. Anyone who's listening as a manager and you experience this, please comment. You have parents, the child come to work late, right? The parent defending the child while the child late.
Then, all right, then when I say recently in academic again, because we have so much example to get them, I feel like sometimes the life example them is necessary because a lot of people contest all of these facts when it is right there in front of them eyes. Because I don't know, probably is a guilt within themselves why them contest these facts. You have the soldier them. We realized recently in a JDF and you see the article, them are complaining about the sun, them are complaining about the training. These are soldiers, you know. Remember, soldiers are supposed to go through them type of training there now. And them are complaining about this and them mother. And these were and a couple mothers were complaining and right complaints towards the actual organization. So it just go for show your fire. That simply means that all of the roughness where they weren't supposed to have the discipline, where I wasn't supposed to have all of these things gone. And you gone. Why? Because we give in to some of the things that might feel like to the youth, they're not supposed to go through no form of tribulation or the youth, they're not supposed to go through no form of thing where I get them right in order and make them have a type of structure we can develop them mentally, physically, and every type of direction. No, because the youth, them have, and now here you know, it's set in a type of expectation. So you see, the youth, them feel like they're entitled to everything.
If I want to tell you, right? modern parenting, and not all parents, so don't come with this foolishness about we generalizing. If it apply to you, apply to you. If it don't apply to you, then don't say nothing. We don't want to clear that. That thing kind of, I can't reason with people every time you say something. It's not me. Obviously, it's you if you comment, right? So modern parenting creates emotionally immature, self-entitled, lazy human beings that will not be able to function on their own in society, right? They don't have a concept of going out and getting anything for themselves. They really struggle with adversity. They're very risk averse. They do not want to try anything where there's a probability of it not working out. If you talk to any current employer, they'll tell you it is extremely hard to find young employees to do their basic job. Everything is an excuse. They can't take any form of constructive criticism, fire. And it's a real, one would argue we have a parenting crisis, but we have a crisis amongst the younger generation, fire. You can't tell a man, hey, fire, I played college basketball, right? I have some of the roughest coaches out there. I mean, some of it was a little extreme in regards to verbal abuse. If some of these young people was there, they probably jump off a bridge, yo. Because they can't take no type of, they can't take someone telling them that it's not good enough, or you need to improve. It's really a baby in society because, in it, you know where it start? It start with this thing where every kid get an award at a sporting event. I think that's when the thing started going astray. Because when I was growing up, fire, the best player got an MVP, and it stopped there. It was no other conversation. The fact that you're giving everyone an award and they're not good enough starts that whole entitlement vibe. I'm entitled to the prize. When I'm not a prize fighter, or I don't have the skill to get the prize, and it leads to
mediocrity.
mediocrity is actually
mediocrity,
and awarded, right? Because if you had the best kid, and the kid that can't even do nothing getting an award, doesn't also the value kind of decline from the kid who's getting an award also that really deserves it if everybody else getting it? Because what's the uniqueness of it if everybody else got it?
And because here we know start happening. You see this inclusion thing, because I realize this inclusion thing. You know? Remember, I say, if I think about it, you know, the way our society has said it always trickle down upon the parenting, you know. And that's really the thing we're going on, because I realize society has this inclusion policy now where everybody has to be included in this or that, regardless if a one is an expert in that area, regardless if a one get themselves knowledgeable in a particular area. So it starts trickle down in the household. And these same parents now, with these entitled, when them youth get so entitled and them parents never give them any form of direction, where you feel like now, that's why majority of parents now, you might not want to admit it still, you know. But una and the youth, them can't agree. There's no agreement or no discussion can be held with a parent, average parent right now, and them youth, because it got turned in an argument. And it'll turn in an argument, and it'll spawn from the same source. Same source, because you create these problems, and then you don't know how to get yourself out of these problems. Because even when a little youth don't get a birthday party, and them cry because them don't get a birthday party. It sounds simple, knowing, oh yeah, he's used to a party, so that's the reason why he's crying. Nothing is wrong with that. Of course, something is wrong. Because when you get entitled to a birthday party, remember, I say, no, you know, when we look on children activity, you know, it seems simple, you know, because you might buy them a cake, you go out and get them some small decoration off of some cartoon that you have them watching. When they become an adult now, these things can show them have substance or them are abused now, you know, so that thing tied into the thing, you know, because as an adult, them expected to have substance abuse, because that is the main thing. You go to a party, if there is no alcohol, you know, remember, say everybody want to go back at them yard, because if everybody come at a party, they expect to see alcohol. So that's part of substance abuse. That's a next discussion, though. Because people can't party without that substance.
Grooming people for certain behaviors based on the environment and expectation.
All right. So if you come to a party, you know, and them reach a level, a youth is 20, 23, 24, 25, and them got them there at this level now, them not have a money for a party, them don't have anything to make things happen. What do you think going to happen? And the same thing is happening, you know, because I'm going to forget these things and I'm going to forget it by a particular means. And if them can't get it by a particular means, I'm going to go overboard. And that again bad credit or crime. Criminality.
go back to bad credit. I hear the criminality. I think majority of people would just deal with the bad credit. Yes, you have a part of the crew that's going to deal with the criminality.
Well, I'm a criminality too, you know. I'm not even a reference to a one. Wait. I thought what was the mindset in it? Because it's a criminal mindset in it. And I mean, say, them are going to shoot and kill directly. Now. But even when I talk about bad credit, it's a criminal mindset. And a lot of people don't want to think about it, you know. When you always got to treat yourself to debt. Remember debt, you know. DEBT and DEATH is the same thing, you know, because it's got all your hostage. And you get treat yourself towards debt fire. You still have a criminal mindset because you're getting something that you know you cannot afford. So when the same thing like a robbery, you know, don't feel like you treat your debt on a card and the system have you, you know, the system have you for your particular reason, you know, because them can benefit off of your interest rate wise. But if you think from your perspective, you are getting something that you cannot afford. You're not getting it out of necessity, you know, but you're getting it because you just want, out of wants and entitlement. So from your perspective, it's a criminal mentality.
And fire is a deeper conversation people don't want to have, but I think people should reevaluate having children, right? There's this expectation that you should have children. Most people are not fit to be parents. It is what it is, because it's a tremendous sacrifice and it's a tremendous level of maturity that you're always growing into being a parent. And I guess with anything, what I've learned is this, right? In fact, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I have my faults and I'm growing like everyone else, but I can say I am working to grow. That's one thing, right? When we speak about, you know, all these terms about growth and working towards something, we never talk about working on personal relationships, and we never talk about working on being a parent. All work is spoken about career, right? I'm trying to work to build this up or grow in this, not as a person, sometimes as a person, but definitely not as a relationship. And what I've noticed is that the more effort I've put into being a better husband and a better parent has made me a better husband and a better parent. You get what I'm saying? Because it's like you're really putting that work in. And it's not saying if you're a good parent, the child gonna come out great. You know, it is what it is, right? But at the same token, you can know that you really did provide the child with what the child needed, not what you think the child needed or what society tells you the child needed, but really what the child needed, which is time and nurture and guidance. I don't care what iPad you want to get, what PS3, whatever number they on, iPhone, there is no substitution for time and that consistency. You know, and I'm aware, let's put it out there. I'm aware of the schedule and the economic situation of many people, unfortunately, doesn't allow for that because you work all day and you come home and it's unfortunate. So this doesn't apply to you. This applies to people who actually have time, because let's be reality. Majority of people don't have time to be a parent based on their economic situation. America is an anti-family country. I don't care how much commercials they want to have with people hooking up with their family. It's an anti-family country. The way it's structured is anti-family. They don't give time for the family. You can't ask a man to go leave 6 in the morning and get back at 8 p.m. and spend time with their family.
But even so, be case to sometime, you know, it's sometime when we get for realized, you know, even ones who busy, you know, still can make time in a particular way, but them still have an excuse because check levels. When a parent tell us them work all day and then you know, them spend them have time for go spend with them youth and them go watch a series or them go check a friend because them so busy and I just need to get a relief. Same way at the time, but them have no fee. Put back into them youth, you know, but them use it as an excuse again. So you see the prioritization is something we have to look into the same way, because we realize as a people, we're not used to sacrifice to, you know, and that's the next part where I contribute to all of these things. And that's why it did not make way of give the youth them more entitlement now, because there is no sacrifice. I want to know, say, all right, parents can't even financially stable all across the board, and them still no sacrifice, you know. Because sacrifice and must come in a financial form, you know. It come in a manner where you have to teach them, say, these are the things where una you have to accomplish in order to get these particular results. And I feel like enough I know the youth them because of the direction where the parent them are shift them. Them they really know what it means for put forward and if I'm a sacrifice and get towards a particular result. Because if I want it, it will be there for me. But why is it there for me in the first place? Was it there for me because I deserved it? You see me, or is it there for me because my mother or my father have a particular guilt within themselves that they don't live up to this parental standard? So they provide that for me simply just to make me carry on. So my entitlement carry on, the lack of parenting on their behalf carry on. And then nobody don't improve. There is no evolution within the parenting children's structure. And them thing, they may become a problem.
And also, the same example that you said in regards to receiving stuff, it strips the children, the hunger away from children. And it's across the board, Fi. This is across demographics, economics, cultures, right? This entitlement is definitely a disease that's spreading across the youth. And like, if you talk to people in different industries, also with coaches are having a hard time finding players because it's so emotional. You know, you can't say anything to them. It's a total breakdown. And I'm not saying that people don't suffer from mental illness. I'm not saying depression isn't a real thing, but a lot of people who identify as experience depression, they're truly not. They're experiencing a basic human trait, right? Where people have ups and downs and everything is so dramatic. Everything is life ending. You get what I'm saying? And it's like they're kind of, and I know every man, it's not to discredit now. I want to clear up now. I'm not discrediting people's experiences and their emotions, but there needs to be a balance in regards to perspective, right? So how can you have two parents in the household, food in the house, lights, water, electricity, iPhone and video games, and it's the end of the world because you didn't get the one thing that you had? But that's what it really come down to a lot of times, Fire, just like, they have this expectation of this utopia about life. Everything has to be perfect. Everything, I have to get it right now. And if anything doesn't work out, it's just this emotional breakdown. So how is that person going to function as an adult with that type of... I remember, you know what I heard a lot from my parents? No. You get what I'm saying? No. Yo, can I get that? No. If you want to get it, you figure out you're going to go work or something. I don't think you should be buying your teenagers. Personally, I don't think you should be buying no teenager nothing. You know? They should be working for it, Fire, personally. You know, I don't think you should be buying a teenager anything because I think, and I give thanks for my experience because Fire was working. You get what I'm saying?
When they say buy a teenager, no, they want the kind of sound vague, you know, that need some
I mean, in regards clarity. To like, all right. So when I say buy a teenager something, right? So in regards to like, you know, basic things that they need, like maybe school clothes or that type of vibe, but extra sneakers and video games and all that stuff, they would have to work for it and instill it to them. You shouldn't just be giving your child certain things. Now, if the child is excelling at certain things and you have certain expectations for the child in regards to certain achievements, yes. But just this constantly getting things for the sake of getting things and they're idle and not doing nothing, that's a no-go fire.
And that's funny as I said, that's silly there. You know, say, I find say, a lot of people may have a problem with the statement there. But here now, because you see, the average mind will listen to the conversation here. The average mind, that is. When I say everybody will listen to it, and the average mind, it not sit well with them. Because from the perspective of them know it, is them been getting things. And them been getting things, not knowing why them getting things. So, them mind can't fathom something way here. So that's why I'm saying it need clarity.
Fire, continue what you're saying to us, because one part I want to touch on. Let me write it down. So
you see what I say? That's why I'm saying more make sure so that I give them clarity on that. Because when time I want to hear them type of talk, that one can't put in a perspective, say, okay, this is why I'm gonna say that, this is why I'm gonna say that, you know, because me see so much cases where youth and youth don't know nothing. Them don't know anything at all, but yet still them getting all of these incentives. According to my mindset, when a person get incentive, them get an incentive for a particular action. I'm a key and overstand how one get incentive for even, as a matter of fact, me see you to digress. You know, them progress, no schoolwork now get done. No reasoning now get done. No reading now get done. Them progress get altered. Them as a matter of fact, them behavior out of control. But yet still because of the same guilt. Because this guilt thing, you know. And this guilt thing contribute to what I think for you. From the parental end.
The guilt, and there's a next aspect we want to talk about. Parents competing with other parents. And that's flopping the thing too, because their insecurity and their arrogance. My kid have this. We went here. We did this, but the kid can't read. Kid don't know basic mathematics. So it's best you save the trip and get the child a tutor. It's best you save the money for the whatever expensive sneaker and get the child a tutor and get the child some help so the child could be on a level. Because you're more concerned with presentation. Your child have all these expensive things and all these things, but they don't know how to conduct themselves. They don't know manners and no principle and no discipline. You get what I'm saying? So right now, all the things we're saying tie into another fundamental issue in regards to work. The parents themselves don't want to work. It's like a welfare parenting in a sense. It's giving somebody something for nothing. And it's not saying welfare a bad thing, so I want to clarify, but you know the context in which I'm saying it in regards to our kind of creative vibe in a sense that you feel entitled to stuff, you know, when the state gives you stuff. And these kids feel entitled to certain things that they themselves, any person listen to this, parents could agree, teachers could definitely agree, coaches, mentor, because they all see it. I'm deserving. Me generation, I am deserving. I deserve it because I did the most basic thing. So I deserve the grandest prize. So I want to let all the parents know, don't feel no way when your child living with you for the rest of your life, yo. Because there's numerous times from my young, I've been seeing women with their 40-year-old son at electronic store buying them a PlayStation, yo. No, it's facts. You think it's a joke? Still paying their bills and they wonder why.
Let me tell you. They might complain about you, they might see him too again.
And hey,
the same too again.
Let's hold on. Let's burn one fire real quick. I want to stretch out this reasoning. A lot of people out there are hyping and carrying on like something going on fire. It's their parents still paying for these things, yo. 20, 30, 40, 50. That's why you can't be in no competition with no man, yo. Because you don't know where their thing is coming from. And those are the same people that's going to hype up on you and look down and they getting help from their parents. Because every black person not struggling. Let's clear the air. We like this absolute, like every black person struggling. Every black person don't have help from their parents, but you have a lot of black people that get assistance from their parents. Whether it's inheriting a house, whether it's help with down payment, whether it's assistance with school. And those are the same ones that love hype up on people as if they're solely independent.
And then I have a next level of reasoning where I just want to make sure I say, clarify it, you know, because I feel like sometimes the reasoning so it moves so fast pace. You know, like when I play when you see a man I play football and Barcelona, one of them things, them are bounce, them call it ticket tacker, them are bounce the ball so fast. You have to really in tune with the game to keep up. I feel like this reasoning is one type of them because I see some of the reaction them to the reasoning them. You know, so, but here we know. Say you are a materialistic person because I know majority of human beings are materialistic. Right? Yeah, so, oh, but nothing wrong if you give a, nothing do wrong to give a child what they want or give them what we think that they want. All right. Fair enough. Because we have to work with them, with the materialistic. You're living in a materialistic world. See? How do you draw the line between being materialist, just solely materialistic and giving the child a development that they need? Because according to my knowledge, you know, every generation should advance, you know. You have different type of advancement, you know. You have advancement of mentality, you know. You have advancement of a financial aspect of things. So if you know, just give them, that simply means say, the financial advancement are dwindled down because them not have the knowledge for go build into a business or add on any form of structure or increase the assets them where they family have.
How you have that when you have to get things right away and from it don't work out the first time, you just throw it down and go cry in the corner.
You see me, I say? Them don't know about the sacrifice. So that now go build the assets. So the assets them decrease, the mentality decrease because then the sacrifice again, them don't know how to even build nothing from the ground up. So them are suffer mentally. Them the lack of assets gone, everything I get drained down, who is going to come and add on this? You know, so when me I go to UTEC, because to the first college I go, right? I go University of Technology. I'm in a class with, I think a Chin or a Chang. I don't remember which one of them, but we know Jamaica State, the invasion of the Chinese stuff. When me then a class with one of them, and you know when the man tell me, say, the man say, it's not a youth really into schoolwork. I'm far off from him being into schoolwork, but him come to school regardless because them send him a class. You know, them are what them families very wealthy in the country. The man say, the only reason why him come to school, you know, is because him uncle want him to run the business. And him uncle say, nah, go give him the business until him come to college. So you see, if you see the mindset there alone, just the mindset there alone, him I tell you, say, them want him for develop, you know. Even regardless of the fact say him development must come through college still, you know. But it does assure you say the mindset of that family is to ensure say them advance and there's a wealth that is kept and maintained within the family structure. Basically, the level where we are going, the individual level where we are going as parents, and as parents, the average modern parent, are we just a giddy you with them things and it not require nothing in return in regards to for them advancement. It are going to make them dwindle down now. We are going to fade away for you.
I listen to this, right? Another key issue is that, and not all, so I want to hear this generalization. A lot of people out there are just mindless consumers for you. And because we're in this generation where, I don't want to stretch out the reasoning, but because we're in a generation where attention is the new currency, right? Attention is more important than money in these modern times, right? A man want attention, I'm telling you. A man have, he'd be more, want to be a celebrity than have a house and a stable set up in a nice little thing. All right. You see, parents don't know the crazy things they teach their children. You see that consumption thing? It's a terrible lesson to give to your offspring, you know? It's an extremely terrible lesson that they're going to suffer from for the rest of their life. Because all they know is insecurity and trying to impress people with exterior things. It's like a poison and a cancer that gets stronger and stronger as they get older. And their finances get weaker and weaker. Because all they know is consumption. All they know is try to fit in. Because they don't have no self-worth. They don't have no self-love and they're trying to purchase it. And yes, society plays a role in it, but parents play an extremely role in it because they're replicating your behavior. Hey, you think your children don't see where it's an imbalance where you have certain things, but you live in a certain area, or certain things on your house is off, but you have certain things. You don't have to say anything, but they see it. So what you're teaching them is that the clothes and the electronics is more important than stability. You move every week, every month you're moving. Yeah, some people move every 3 months, yeah. Dipping and dodging, the lower they're moving, you know? But they're fresh and clean, and the child see that. Kid don't have no food in their house, but they clean. So what you teach, you don't have to say anything. You're teaching the child that presentation is more important than anything. You have to work towards nothing, fire, because what they're working towards. So a lot of times we blame society, but I've seen with my own eyes, it's not the neighborhood, it's the household. You got a household in the worst garrison ever and they pump out some great children because the household stable fire. Not saying it's the best environment for them to be in. So I'm not saying you should be living in those type of environments, but many times the household trumps the environment. And we need to build up our households. I don't hear nothing about no Black Lives Matter. I don't hear no quotes on no social media fire. I don't want to hear all this other stuff. We need to put in some work and, as you said, sacrifice. That's what we need right now if we want to change. And if we don't do these things, good luck and keep complaining because you're not going to get no change. Because consumption is a big part of liberation of people, yo. Your spending practices, and we do not want to have that conversation. I have some people out there burning a fire with Gucci belt and Gucci bag. So where your mind that fire? Why are you yearning so much for it? Because it's really validation in a sense. The system has provided a validation and you want that validation. That's why you have it. There are numerous people out there that make belts that's much cheaper, that look like you, that you can support. But you don't want that because the system tell you, say, you reach a level if you have that. But then at the same time,
lie to themselves.
All right, so we go. But if I don't want to stretch out the reasoning still, too much, you know. But yeah, if you have something else, you want to touch on it?
No, man, the thing is a universal thing in the fire, and I really want people to get this point in the fire. So at the full end of the day, we can talk, but I don't feel like there's any other things we could have included in this reasoning where would have been more superior to the points that we don't mention already, because it's a thing where we can tell the fire. All of these could be so out in a society, because that's something I call it right now, you know. The beast them will see out in a society where create the havoc. Check the root. And you will see that you will see what cause all of these things will take place for you.
Fire, you know, Tony Rebel, we respect the Tony Rebel same way. We interviewed him recently, right? We're working on a documentary, and he said something very profound. I gotta put it up. The man said, majority of the time we're focusing on the flower and we neglect to nurture the root. The root's still there at the end of the day. You know, and the root of our issue is we have to acknowledge that the method of parenting that we're doing at this moment is not beneficial to us long term. And it's not beneficial to the kids.
Especially poor people. We'll call it out to say, especially poor people. We know it's a poor state of mind and thing. We are talking about our economic reason now. So that especially the people them with at the bottom of the ladder fire, them are do them type of something here because them look at entitlement thing here. Them are do it because them want to match up to the standard of two people where them say what them call wealthy up this way. Oh, but we are gonna try to live like them too, but you have to maintain them type of thing because them they were at the top of the ladder can maintain it. Can you?
And the last thing I want to say is that we have created a disenfranchised, entitled generation. Think about that. Yeah, people who are disenfranchised within our society, but yet still have a means of entitlement. Recipe for destruction. Fire, we give thanks for everyone who've been listening from those times, Bald Head and the Dread.